shellfish farmers in Alaska need seed, and a Ketchikan facility is gearing up to meet that demand. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Ocean's Alaska Marine Science Center completed its first season of operation this year, successfully producing hundreds of thousands of shellfish seed. Barbara Morgan, research and training specialist, says the first year was successful enough that the Ketchikan-based center is expanding operations.
This year we ended up with about 300,000 oyster seed, which seems like a lot, but the demand is in the millions in Alaska. Not only is the demand really big in Alaska, we were receiving calls from British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, and as far south as Southern California.
Roger Painter of the Alaska Shellfish Growers Association agrees there's a seed shortage.
We estimate the industry got about 40% of what it needed this year, and last year the figure was at 48%.
Painter says the expanded production next year should meet the current demand. There's one other shellfish hatchery in Alaska, Aleutic Pride, in Seward. That facility, too, plans to expand. The shortage appears to be the result of ocean acidification. Oceans Alaska will continue with seed production at its current facility for at least one more season to help satisfy demand in Alaska alone. But Morgan says it won't be enough.
Demand is growing. The mariculture industry, we would like to have, it wants to grow. It's kind of at a tipping point right now. Either it grows and gets past the seed shortage issue, or it may tip back, and we don't want it to tip back. So we would like to actually build a bigger facility, 3 or 4 times bigger.
The planned new facility would produce up to 50 million oyster seed and 1 million geoduck seed for Alaska shellfish farmers. Morgan says that industry has big potential, especially for people in small coastal communities.
It's a great economic development potential here in Southeast Alaska in particular. Small communities out in the middle of nowhere, which I'm from one of them, so I can say that.
Which one are you from?
I grew up in Edna Bay. So, and then Nocatee, Kaufman Cove, you know, a lot of small places have oyster farmers around them already, Cake, Huna, wherever, but they need to have the support to really grow, and this could actually be the economic support for some of those small communities that are kind of in an economic slump right now.
Painter says there are 75 permits for shellfish farms in Alaska, but only about 25 of those are active. Of the active permits, about 15 are in Southeast.
But there are a number of additional farms in Southeast that aren't selling yet, but have animals in the water and are moving in that direction.
For example, Huna and Angoon are developing new oyster farms. Painter says they and others all will need seed. Morgan described how Oceans Alaska grows oyster seed, or SPAT. It's complex and starts with a pile of fertilized shellfish eggs purchased from outside.
The life stages of an oyster is that after fertilization, they develop into a free-swimming larva stage. And they can be transported pretty easily at that point. They can be...
So where do you get those?
We get those from a company in Washington, Coast Seafoods, and they ship them up. They look like a big ball of wet sand.
The larvae are put into a tank where they swim around for a while eating algae, which Morgan grows at the facility. Then, the tiny oysters want to set on something. Oceans Alaska crews grind up oyster shell and put it on the bottom of the tanks. That provides an anchor for developing oysters.
It looks like sand on top of sand to the naked eye. You need to use a microscope at that point to be able to see that there is actually something going on.
The microscopic oysters form their own shells, continue eating Morgan's high-quality algae, and grow. Depending on the species, oysters need 2 to 4 years before the first harvest. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.